Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf Hei, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, the two dots, Lomo Mephisim. Today's daf is being learned as a Chus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, David Ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac Ben Rechama, and Miriam Basara Dina. Today's daf is being learned as a Chus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Freda Bas Rab Zev Wolf, and Le'ilu Nishmas Rebeli Yo Yehoshua Ben Moshe. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibada L'Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the second perek of Masechtas Yuma shifted the attention from the days leading up to Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur itself. And as we've mentioned several times, the first sugya of the second perek of Masechtas Yuma discusses the Trumas Hadeshen. And the reason is because the Trumas Hadeshen was the first avoida that was done in the Beis HaMikdash every day. It was also the first avoida that was done in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah tells us some of the halachos of how the Trumas Hadeshen was done every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says, Barishayna, once upon a time, the way it was determined who would do the Trumas Hadeshen was simply based on a first-come, first-served basis. So whoever made it to the top of the Mizbeah first, he was the one that got to do the Trumas Hadeshen. What happens if there was a tie? They would make a Goyrel. They would make a Pious. And it was through this Pious that the one that was going to do the Trumas Hadeshen was decided. But the Mishnah says that unfortunately, there was a Maisa Shehoya Kachoya where there were two Koyhanim that were running up the ramp of the Mizbeach. It was literally side by side. One of them pushed his friend. He fell down. He broke his foot. The Gemara brought a Braisa that says where one took out a knife and he stabbed his friend. Regardless, because of these two events that happened, Chazal made a Takana and they said that to make it first come, first serve is simply too dangerous. And what they were masakin was that Lekatchila, the way it would be determined who would do the Trumas Hadeshen was with a pious. It was through a guy. Now, what was the nature of this pious? So Rashi and the Mishnah described it a little bit. The Mishnah described it a little bit. But essentially, any kind that wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshen would line up. They would be in a circle. And they were told to stick out one finger. The Mamuna, who's the Skan Kohen Gadol, presumably, would come up with a number. A number, Rashi said, that was much larger than the amount of Kehanim that were there. And he would start counting. One, two, three. He didn't count the Kehanim. He counted their fingers. It's also to count Yidin. The whole digression on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. And whichever Kohen landed on the right number, he was the one that got to do the Trumas Hadeshen. And then the Mishnah, at the very, very end, gave us a shtickle digression. The Mishnah said that this pious was really the first of four piyasos that were done every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash. Arba piyasos hayu sham, v'zeh ha-payas harishon. So we're going to pick up on that note. Zok de Gemara. Arba piyasos hayu sham. There were four gairalos. As the Gemara, why? What was the purpose of it? Meaning the gairalos, of course, were there to determine who or which kohen was going to do the avodah. And the truth is, the next mishnayos are going to describe what the purpose of the pious hasheni was, what was the purpose of the pious hashlishi, what was the purpose of the pious haravi. But the Gemara's question is, high level, why did we even need a guy? Or fake the Gemara, what do you mean? That was daf chaf beis. Lama mafisa kedam maron. We said, because that's the lekatchila way to do it. And if you recall, the Gemara said that the other three piyasos were always done. Likatchila, there was no before and after. There was no berishayna. There was no sakana that ever happened. It was always you make it with a girl because a lot of kehanim are vying for this. And how are you going to figure out who should do it? So the machta girl. That seems to be the reasonable way to do it. The whole berishayna was only regarding Trumas Hadeshen because Chazal didn't think that kehanim were going to be interested in doing Trumas Hadeshen. But in terms of why there were girlis, that's the beginning of the perek. So the Gemara says, "Elam mafisim, chayzim mafisim." What was the reason to do it four times? We're going to see in the course of the daf that the four gairalis actually happened during four different times of the day. So there were four times that the kehanim would convene together and there would be this pious to determine who was going to do the avodah. And that's the Gemara's question. Lama mefisin, the chayzim mefisin. We know lama mefisin. The question is why we do it again and again and again. It would make more sense. Let's get together one time. We'll make these four gairalis in that one sitting, and then afterwards, everything will be rolled out. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, you want to know why? This is a hergish indeed. It was la hergish is kolo azara. We want to bring in excitement into the azara. And what's the makar to doing that? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Asher yachtov namtik soid bevesa lekim nahalech biragish." Rashi says, "What does it mean la hergish? What's the literal taich? La hashmiya koil hamoyin am rav kamopamim." Lahargish means that there should be a koil hamoyin am. There should be a lot of noise, and we want to do that several times during the course of the day. It's part of the beroy vam hadras melech. It's a covet for the melech malchi amlochim that everyone's getting together and everybody's tumbling, and we're going to figure out who's going to be the one to do the avodas. Of course, practically it would have made sense to do this one time, but there's a cheshbin of lahargish kolo azara based on a pasuk in Tehillim beveisa lekim nahalich biragesh, and it's for that reason this was done. The Gemara is going to revisit the svara in a few days. Often, we learned already a little bit in the previous parak that when the kohen was meitiv de neiros every day, so he had to be meitiv 7 neiros, but he did it in 2 shifts. First he was meitiv 5, then he was meitiv 2. And in between the 2 hatavos, there was an avoida. Machlokes tanam, abishol, what exactly that avoida was, but it was done in 2 shlavim. Why? Rish Lakish later is going to say it was kidei lahargish as kolo azara. Again, because there's a tumult. The kohen's going into the heichal. He's about to be meitiv deneiros. So why just do that once? Let's do that a second time. Either way, that's why it was done in 4 different times. Says the Gemara b'memafisin, when the kohanim gathered together, when they convened, each kohen hoping that he's going to be the one that's going to be able to do the avodah. What clothing did he wear? Did he wear his big day kahuna? Or did he wear big day chayil? Sok the Gemara. Rav Nachman says big day chayil. He wore big day chayil. Rav Sheshes Amar. Rav Sheshes says the big day kodesh. He wore the big day kun. Rav Nachman Amar big day chayil. Rav Nachman says he wore big day chayil. The Amar big day kodesh. Because if he would have worn big day kodesh, ikabal Yisroel the chamsi va'avdi. There was a concern that there may be a big strong koyin, a kol da olam gavar diga koyin, who's going to lose the pious, but at the same time he's going to bully his way into doing the avodah. So the concern was that if the koyein is able to go straight from the goyrel to do the avodah without having to change clothing, even someone that didn't win is going to end up doing it. If, however, you have to change your clothing first, so it seems that would let this person exhale a little bit, sort the situation out, and be able to make and do whatever we need to do to make sure that this person isn't going to be the one that's going to do the avodah. So Rav Nachman said there was some cheshbin that if we would have the kohanim do it the big day kodesh, it may end up being problems. So Rav Nachman said that the kohanim during the pious were wearing the big day chayil. Rav Sheshes on big day chayil. Rav Sheshes says no, they wore the big day chayil. The Amar big day chayil, because if you can tell me they wore big day chayil, agav chavivusi mikre ve'avdi, almost fakerta hergish. We're worried that maybe the kohen's going to win the pious. He's going to be so excited. He's going to run up the ramp to do the trumas hadeshin, or he's going to run to do the shchita, whatever girl it is that he won. He's not wearing his big day kahuna, so he dafke had to make sure that he was wearing the big day kodesh. So machloikis from Nachman or Rav Sheshes, the kohanim when they got together for the girl, did they wear big day chol? Did they wear big day kodesh? This machloikis is not rooted in psukim. It has nothing to do with whether the avnet was shatnis. This machloikis is simply a hergish. It's a practical thing. We want to do this in the most practically sound way. Rav Nachman is sensitive. He said that if you're going to be wearing big day kodesh, maybe the wrong kohen is going to just chap and he's going to end up doing the avodah. Rav Sheshes said, I'm actually worried punk faker, that if they're going to be wearing big day chayil, maybe the one that's supposed to do the avoid is going to be so excited. Agav chavivuse. He's going to have such a chavivus for doing the avoidah. He's going to run to do the avoidah. He's going to do it with the big day chayil. Kain can't do the avoidah with big day chayil. But that's the machlok. Zoktim, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, no, Aminullah, I'll bring you a makar. I have a source to my shita that the kohanim, when they got together for the goyro, they were wearing big day chol. They weren't wearing the big day kuna yet. After the goyro, that's when everybody got dressed. That's when they put on the big day kuna. I know that the time we learned in the Mishnah Masech this Tamid, Asrim lechazonim, after the goyro, so all the kohanim were handed over to the chazanim. Vayimafshitin oysam. These chazanim, they worked for the kohanim. So they would take off the clothing that the kohanim were wearing. And the only article of clothing that they would allow them to wear was the michnasayim. The michnasayim, in addition to being one of the big day kahuna, but it was also lechasos ervos. Of Basha, for tznius reason, he's still wearing the michnasayim. So the Gemara says, "Said Rav Nachman, sounds to me, my laba oisin shezachul lefayis. Who are these kohanim that were handed over to the chazan that the chazan is changing now? Probably the kohen that won the girl. That's what it sounds like. So the kohen that won the girl takes his big day chayil and he puts on his big day kodesh. Awesome, this is a ride. They were wearing big day chayil. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda said, Amar Rav Sheshes, in the name of Rav Sheshes, defending his position, he said, who said? All the Mishnah says is they changed. How do you know who changed? You're assuming the one that won changed from Big Dechol to Big Dechodesh, because now he has to do the Avoida. Maybe everybody was wearing the Big Dechodesh, and the ones that lost, they were the ones that had to change. And Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said that I heard from Rav Sheshes that he said he thinks the Mishnah is actually more mashma like it. Meaning, Pasha, you can learn the Mishnah either way. It's not clear who changed. But he said, Hachinami Mistabra. It's actually more Mistabra Rav Sheshes' Pshat. He's looking at the Pshat of the Fayez. Because if you get to tell me that, who was the one that changed? The one that won the Pshat. So he's taking off his Big Day Choyl. He's putting on his Big Day Kodesh. Now, what did the Mishnah say? But he's continuing to wear his Michnasayim. That means he's going to wear his Michnasayim of Big Day Choyl. Now what? He's going to put on the Big Day Kodesh. Then he's going to switch his pants from the Big Day Choyl to the Big Day Kodesh. Right? That's the way you would read the Mishnah according to Rav Nachman. So Rav Sheshes said, that's not true. That's factually incorrect. Because that would mean that the last article of Big Day Kodesh that the Kohen put on was the Michnasayim. Vatanya, we learned in a braisa. How do you know that the first beggar that the Kohen wears has to be the Michnasayim? That's the way it had to be. So if you're going to learn the Mishnah, that the Mishnah means you're switching from the Big Day Chol to the Big Day Kodesh, and it says that you're keeping the Michnasayim of the Big Day Chol on, then you're putting on the other Big Day Kodesh. And then finally you're going to put on the Big Day Kodesh of Michnasayim. So it comes out, you put on the Michnasayim in the wrong way. So Rav Sheshes says, no, it's more Mestaber my way. That they're really wearing the Big Day Kodesh, and the ones that are changing are the ones that lost the Goyrol. They're the ones that are changing, and they're changing in this sneer stick away. But said Rav Sheshes, this is a Raya L'chayr, Hachi Nali Mestaber to Maibsha. Someone says, what's Rav Nachman going to do? I mean, it's a good kasha. V'idah Choloi kasha. Now, you have to say that even though the Mishnah said, V'loi Hayim Anichan Alein Ela Michnasayim Bilvad, but we have to insert a little bit language. We have to insert one step to what exactly happened. Meaning, we're going according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that we were in Big Day Chol. Now, the girl was determined. We know who's going to do the Avodah. The ones that lost, they can keep their Big Day Chol on. The ones that have to do the Avodah, they have to go to this Chazan now. They're going to get dressed. They have to put on the Big Day Kodesh. So what exactly happened? Big Day Chol, Mabish Aleim, Michnasei Kodesh. Now, the Mishnah didn't say that. Rav Nachman's adding this to the Mishnah. First thing is he changed his pants. Took off his Michnasei Chol, and he put on his Michnasayim of Kodesh. After he put on the Michnasayim of Kodesh, he removed the other articles of Big Day Chol, and he's standing there, all he's wearing is Michnasayim of Kodesh, and then he put on his other Big Day Kodesh. But then you would have to work the Mishnah out in a way, add some verbiage to say that the first article of clothing that he was wearing was the Michnasayim. So Rav Nachman's Makar to his Shita, that during the Goyrol, all the Kohanim were wearing Big Day Chol, is the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid. Because the Mishnah says that after the Goyrol, the Hayu Mafshitin Oysan Es Big Day. And Rav Nachman understood, Pashat, the Mishnah means, whoever won the Goyrol, he would change his clothing. Faistais, whoever wore the Goyrol, is not wearing the proper clothing, which means he's wearing the Big Day Chol. Now he needs to wear Big Day Kodesh, because he's going to do the Avodah. This is a right that the Kohanim were wearing the Big Day Chol. Rav Sheshes, Aminah, Aminah, I'll bring you a raya to my shita, not from a Mishnah. Rav Sheshes didn't have a Mishnah, but the Tanya, Rav Sheshes had a brisa. As a general, Rav Sheshes was a big bucky in brises. Rav Sheshes is a Sinai. So Rav Sheshes said, I have a brisa. The brisa said, Lishkas Hagozes kimin besilki gedoil. So the brisa is describing the Lishkas Hagozes. So what was the Lishkas Hagozes? The Lishkas Hagozes, well, the brisa is about to say what it was, but it was a very, very large Lishka. Super duper large Lishka that was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Lishkas HaGozes was most notable for the fact that that's where the Sanhedrin used to sit. It's clear in Psukei HaTorah that the Sanhedrin, the Katchila, was supposed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a pasuk in Parsha Shoifim. Ki yipolim imcha adover la-mishpat. Bein dom le-dom bein din le-din. Bein nega le-nega. If you're going to have a shayla in halacha. So what are you supposed to do? Ve-kamto ve-alisa el-amokam ash yifra Hashem el-kechavoy. You should go up to the Harabayis. You should go to the Beis HaMikdash. Uvasa. When you get to the Beis HaMikdash, who's going to be there? You're going to come to the Kayhanim. Halavim, the Lashoifet Asheye Bayom Imohim, but the Rashto Vihigidul Chazdara Mishpat. And they're going to tell you that look. So the Sanhedrin used to sit in the Lishkas Hagozes. But in addition to the Sanhedrin sitting in the Lishkas Hagozes, there were other things that happened in the Lishkas Hagozes as well, as we're about to see. But just, we talk about different Lishkas, Lishkas Parhedrin, right? There were different chambers that served different purposes. The Lishkas HaGozes was big, it was impressive, as the Gemara is about to say. So it was Kemin Basilki Gedoy Lahoysa. It was like a large basilica, tall ceiling, very, very impressive. Pious b'mizracha, the geirol, when they used to do the geirolis, they would do it in the eastern part of Lishkas Hagazos. That's where it was. You want to know where the geirolis were? It was in Lishkas Hagazos. And there was a zokin that was sitting on the Mayriv side. The Kehanim would get around together in a circle. The Mamuna, who we've been learning is the Skan Kohen Gadol, would come. He would take the mitznefes off the head of one of the Kehanim that got around in this circle for the pious, the yoidnish of pious maschel, and we would know whichever kohen's hat was the hat that came off. That's where the geirul is starting. Maybe we're going to count 1, 2, 3. So how do you know we're supposed to start counting from? For whichever kohen's mitznefes was taken off. Zed Rav Sheshes, you know what I see in this price? If you're going to tell me that when they got together they were in big deichol, mitznefes big deichol miyika, who is a mitznefes big deichol? That's just awkward. Mitznefes is one of the big deichohuna. So why is somebody wearing a mitznefes? So says the Gemara that Omer Rav Sheshes must be that they were wearing the Big Day Kodesh. So Rav Sheshes said, I've arrived from this bride, so they were wearing the Big Day Kodesh. Because we're describing the pious, everybody's getting together, and we're taking the mitznefes. Oh, must be that we're in the Big Day Kodesh. Rav Sheshes said, this is a riot to my Shita. But the Gemara says, no, in, meaning in, yes, maybe there was a mitznefes of Big Day Chah. Nobody wore a mitznefes. So the Gemara has to say a little bit of a pshat. Kedatani Rav Yehuda, Vitema, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Kain Sha'asasalai, Imai Ksainis, this is a sugi that's coming up. The Big Day Kahuna were all paid for and sponsored by Hekdesh. So if a Kohen came to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to do the Avodah, he didn't have to bring his own Big Day Kahuna. There were different sizes, they took care of you, it had to be fitted perfectly. But it was paid for by the Beis HaMikdash. What if a Kohen came and he decides he wants to come and he wants to bring his own Begadim? Is that okay or is it not okay? So here's the answer. It's a little tricky. If he wants to do Avodah Sibur, it's not okay. If he wants to do Avodah Yochid, then it is going to be okay. That means that there was a set of Big Day Kahuna that a Kohen may have that's quasi Big Day Kahuna. It's not Big Day Kahuna enough that you could do Avodah Sibur, but it is Big Day Kahuna enough for you to be able to do an Avodah Yochid. So the Gemara says that maybe this Kohen who came for the pious wasn't wearing the real Big Day Kahuna, because like Rav Nachman says, it was done by Big Day Chayil. However, he had his kapaluch, he had his mitznefes. Why would he have a mitznefes? Either he's wearing the Big Day Kodesh, or what is he wearing? He's wearing that mitznefes that he has on a personal level, which again is a little complicated in terms of what its halachic status is, but the bottom line is maybe it's that mitznefes, and just like Rav Yehuda, some say Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said that Kohanim's mothers would sometimes make a ksainis for them, so maybe they had a mitznefes as well, and that's what this is referring to. Amar Abaye, Abaye said that from this braisa that Rav Sheshes just mentioned, so again, Rav Sheshes brought a braisa that describes where the pious took place, it was in the Lishkas Hagazos. Why did he bring it? Because he had a raya from here to his grace Shita, and that is that when the Kehanim used to get together for the pious, they used to wear the Big Day Kodesh. Why? Because they would take them at Snefes, that's Big Day Kuna. Oh, must be that they wore the Big Day Kuna. But Agav Urchi said Abaya that from this brisa that he brought, you can prove a few interesting things. Again, let's just read the brisa again. Lishkas Hagazos was Kemim Besulki Gedoy Lahoysa. It was this very large room, high ceilings. Pious Vimizracha, the pious was in the east. Vizokin Yoshevim Marava, and there was a zaken that was sitting, overseeing all this in the west. That's what we need. Zok de Gemara. So Abaye said that, you know, you see from here, Lishkas Hagazos, chetzi b'kodesh, chetzi b'kodesh. The Lishkas Hagazos was partially, half of it was in the Kodesh side of the Harabais, meaning half of it was in the Azara, and the other half was Bechot. Bashmami, another thing you see from Mishnei Psachim Hayula, it must have had two entrances, Echot Pesuach B'Kodesh V'Echot Pesuach B'Chot. One was an entrance that opened into the Azara, that's Kodesh, and the other one was an entrance that opened up into the other side of the Harabais, which was Chot. How did he know all this? Because if you're going to tell me the whole Lishkas Hagazos was B'Kodesh, Zokin Yoshev in Marava, could there have been a Zokin sitting in the Lishkas Hagazos, if it was in the Azor, in Yeshiva Bazar, El Malchi Beis David B'Vat. Only Malchi Beis David are allowed to sit. No one else is allowed to sit. So there's a Medrash that Tosfos brings him a Sachta Soita, the Kohen Gadol could sit. But a Kohen can't sit. This is a Zaken. He's a member of the Sanhedrin, I think. Maybe a Kohen, whatever. He can't sit. So if he cannot sit, Freit Gemara, how is he sitting? Zapaya said, oh, must be that it was partially Bachoil. Okay. Now, how do you know it was partially Bachoilish? Maybe it was Kula Bachoil. Because we saw good Eitach Kula Bachoil. If you're going to tell me it was Kula Bachoil, Pious Ben Mizracha. So you're going to tell me the Pious was done in the Eastern Chamber that was Bachoil? We said said that they used to be Mephis, V'chayzer u'mephis, and why? The Vesalikim halak b'ragash. It has to be Vesalikim. Vesalikim, the Gemara's teaching, means it has to be the Azara. So Abaye said, I have a little bit of a problem over here. On the one hand, I know this was B'kaydish, because we're making the girl Dafkin a place that's Kaydish. V'vesalikim halak b'ragash. Then again, how is the zaking sitting? Ain yeshiva bazara ela lamalchit beistavu b'vat. Abaye said, "Oh, so I say meres. It's muchach that it was chetzi b'kodesh v'chetzi b'chol." Elo shma mino chetzi b'kodesh v'chetzi b'chol. Continue. Abaye said, "I also see from this brayso that there were two openings, two doors. One door opened into the kodesh side. One door opened up to the chol side. How did you know? Because v'isul gadai tchpesach echad yeshlo." He said, "Because if there was only one door, upasuach l'kodesh, and let's say it was opened up to kodesh, zaking yosh b'marava again, could a zaking have been sitting there b'tanan?" We learned in a mishnah halishkeitz habnuyas b'chol. Any lishka that was built in the chol part of the harabayis, but upsucha is the kodesh, if it opened up to the azara teichin kodesh, had din of kodesh. So even if you're on the wrong side of the line, but if you have one entrance and it opens into kodesh, you have a din of kodesh. So how could it be sitting there? It would have had a din of kodesh. Okay, so maybe there was one entrance and it opened up the chol. Same thing. If you're going to tell me it only opened the chol, pious ben mizrach, how could you have made the girl over there? Time we learned to the mishnah doing for kodesh pesukos the chol teichin chol. Inverse of that, it works the same way. That if you're back kodesh, you open l'chol, you have a din of chol. So on the one hand, you see it's kodesh, on the other hand, it's chol. So if there was one door and it opened to kodesh, it'd be kodesh. If there was one door open to chol, it would have been chol. Must be there were two doors. One door opened l'kodesh, and the other door opened l'chol. Gishmak. Abaye said that from the fact that you see that they made the girl on the lishkas hagazis, that's a raya that it was kodesh. B'veselikim nahalich b'ragash. From the fact that there's a zokin in that picture, in that scene, that sitting, that's a raya that it's b'chol. Because ein yeshiva bazar ela l'malche beis David b'vad must be it's chetzio b'kodesh. Additionally, it must be there were two doors, one open to Kodesh and one open to Chol. Because if there was one door, then if it opened to Kodesh, it would have a din of Kulei Kodesh. And if it opened to Chol, it would have a din of Kulei Chol. Must be, it was Pasuach L'Kodesh and Pasuach L'Chol. And that's how it ends up being Chetzio B'Kodesh V'Chetzio B'Chol. But had we get into this brisa, through a little bit of a digression, but really just to review the first part of the daf, and that is a machloikis Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. When the Kehana would get together for the Goyim, what clothing were they wearing? Rav Nachman said they were wearing Big Day Chayil. Rav Sheshes said they were wearing Big Day Kodesh. All really based on Hergish. Is there a Makar? So there's no real Makar as far as a Pasuk goes. Rav Nachman said, Chaba, a shtickle mashmois and a mishnah mesach the stomach. Rav Sheshes said, Ichaba mashmois. Again, a shtickle from a braisa. Regardless, that concludes the first part of the daf. That also concludes the pious harishon, which discusses the Truma Sadashin. So now we're going to shift our attention to the pious hasheni. This was the second goyrel. And the second goyrel was going to determine which kohanim were able to partake in the offering of the tamid shel shachar. Number one, not to be confused with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim that we're going to see in tomorrow's stuff. But we're talking specifically about the Tamid Shel Shachar. Now, the Tamid Shel Shachar was a gross geschäft. Trumas Hadeshen was one avoda. One kohen does the Trumas Hadeshen. The Tamid, you have Shchita, you have Kabbalah, you have Hoylocha, you have Zrika, you have Hoylocha Seivot. Yevaktorah. It was a very, very big deal, and that's why this mission is a little bit longer in terms of describing how many kehanim were involved, and it's a little bit more intricate. So Zokta Mishnah, Hapayis Hasheni, the second Goyrol, that was going to determine the following 13 shtellers, if you do the math. Number one, Mishoichit, who did the Shchita? Mizorik, who did the Zrika? Notice we skipped Kabbalah and Hoylacha. The Gemara is going to talk about that. Mi medashen mizbeach apnimi. Who removed the deshen from the mizbeach apnimi? Umi medashen es amenorah. And who removed the deshen from the menorah? Nothing to do with the Tamid Shel Shachar. And then the Mishnah continues. It also determined mi male evarim lakevish. Who is going to be the one that was going to take the evarim of the Tamid and put it onto the ramp of the mizbeach? So what we're going to see in the next 2 days is that the avoidas haktara of the Tamid Shel Shachar was done in two parts. Part A, all the parts of the animal, and the oila is kulei kol, so it's almost the entire animal, that's going to end up in the fire of the Mizbeach, was put on the ramp. That's part one. And then from the ramp, it was moved up to the top of the Mizbeach, and finally was thrown into the Mizbeach. So we're describing now the first part. We're taking all the Evarim, and we're putting it onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. So the Goyrel, the pious Hasheni, was going to determine who was Malad Evarim Lekevish. Okay, how was it broken down? Harosh v'haregel. There was one kohen that brought the head of the animal and the regel. So the regel, animals really only have raglayim, but it's the hind leg, and specifically it's the right hind leg. V'shtei hayodayim, then the two hands, or the two forelegs. Ho'ukitz v'haregel, ukitz is the tail, and the regel is the left hind leg. Ha'chaza v'hagera, the chaza is the breast of the animal, the gera is the neck. Shtei adefano is the two flanks. Ha'krevayim, that's the innards. Okay, v'hasoyles, that's the minchas nesachim, that's part of the mincha that was brought together with the Tamid Shal Shachar. V'hachavitin, that's the minchas chavitin that Kohen Gadol used to bring every day. V'hayayin, and that's the wine that was brought together with the carbon Tamid, u'minchasan v'niskeim kimetuber, that was brought together with the Tamid. Shloish asa kayanim zachubay. If you add it all together, you end up with 13 kayanim. The cheshbin is shoychet zoyrek, mi medashim is be'echapni, mi medashim is amenayr is 4, and then if you break down the bringing of all these things onto the ramp, it's another 9. 9 plus 4, you end up with 13. Amar ben Azai, said, b'fnei Rabbi Akiva, in the presence of Rabbi Akiva, mishum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, derech hiluchai hayakarev. In terms of the order of how these things were brought onto the ramp, they were brought derech hiluchai. So the Gemara is going to elaborate on this a little bit, but Pashat, the Taich in the Mishnah is take the body parts of the animal, and whatever comes first, when the animal walks, that aver was brought onto the kevesh first. Zok de gemar. Iboy look. Shehem mefaisen, lavoida achas mefaisen, oidum lochol lavoida vaavoida he mefaisen. Meaning a pious hasheni. And then we mentioned 13 shtellers. So were these 13 gairolois, really? Or was it one gairol? There was a winner. And then once there was a winner, the winner took with him 12 people. Now he didn't get to decide who the 12 people were, but rather, the person standing to his right would be the next person, and the person standing to his right would be the next person. It was him, and then in succession, the next 13 people going to your right. You always go to the right in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the question. Were these really 13 sub-paisos, part of the pious hasheni? Or was it one pious, and whoever won took, schlepped along with him these other people? Right from the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Arba paisos hayosham. What does it sound like? It sounds like it was four. If you're going to tell me that this mission is really 13 tulav. So it's not four, it's much more than four. That's not a raya. Like we said, so there were four times that they entered to make gairolos. But it could be the first gairol, yeah, that's only one avoida, so that was one. But maybe the second one was really made up of 13. But it, but as it relates to each individual gairol, maybe there were many. So the Gemara says, "Hashma, I'll bring you a right." Rabbi Yehuda said, "Loi hayu pious lemachta el koyin shezocha b'ktayris omer lezeshe imoy zakeh imi b'machta." So the Mishnah, the next Mishnah, tomorrow's daf is going to say that the pious hashlishi was the ktayris. Now the ktayris involved two kayhanim. What was the ketores? So you had a. It was first of all, it was done on the heichal. It was done on the mizbeach ha-pnimi, on the mizbeach hazav, the mizbeach ha-ketores. There was one kohen that would walk in holding the ketores, and there was another kohen that had to walk in holding coals. And the reason is because the coals for the ketores came from the mizbeach ha-chitzan. So really, there were two kohanim, and the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim discussed how it was determined. The two kayan, meaning the Mishnah simply says, Hapayas Ashlishi Ktairis. The question is, how did this work? Rabbi Yehuda said that really it was one gairo. Like, how you pious lamachta? There wasn't a pious to determine who was going to hold the calls. El Kayan Shazacha Ktairis, the one that's going to do the Ktairis, Ayma Lezeshi Imai tells the person standing to his right, Zakei Imi Bemachta, come along with me. So, what do you see from here, from Rabbi Yehuda Shit Al Kopanim regarding the Ktairis, that it's not two gairolas for Ktairis, it's one, and then you take the person with you. So, to Mustabe, the pious Hasheni was the same way. One person wins the gairol, and he tells the 12 people next to him, but the Gemara says, maybe no. Don't bring me a raya from Ktairis, because as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, Shani, Machta, Viktairis, the Chada Avoidehi. The Machta and the Ktairis is really one Avoidah. And because it's one Avoidah, so maybe there's a little bit of Ikhdamri. Some say that the Gemara's Tashma was Punktfaker. The Gemara's Tashma wasn't to bring a raya from the Ktairis that you see from there that it wasn't a separate gairol. I, by the Ktairis, it was a separate gairol. Says, I mean, but that. By the Ktairis, it wasn't a separate girl. Not to bring a rai from there that it was never a separate girl, because the Gemara says, Dafka machta viktairis, de chodo avoidehi. Maybe Dafka, the machta and the Ktairis, which is one avoida, avoshar avoides, but maybe as it relates to other avoides, by pious. Maybe then you would need a pious. I mean, the Gemara's tashma is just the opposite. The Gemara is saying, it sounds like Dafka the Ktairis, right? Let's do this one more time. Dafka the Ktairis, where the Ktairis and the machta are the same. So over there, it sounds like there wasn't a regular girl. Why would Rabbi Yehuda choose to tell us this halacha by the Ktairis? It's a little misleading because by the Ktairis it's Mestamber, it was only one guy. But maybe by the Tamid Shal Shach, especially some of the things that we mentioned in the previous mission that had nothing to do with Minchas Chavitin, we're talking about Dishon Hamanoira, a lot of different avodas. So maybe there was different, but the Gemara says, no, Itzrich. There's actually a bigger Chiddush by Ketores. I mean, there's a bigger Chiddush that they didn't make a different Goyro by the Ketores. Why? Because you would have thought, Hayavale Shchicha. Number one, the Ketores wasn't Shchiach. Now, the Ketores was brought twice every day. But it was loy shchiach because there was no k'teres yochid. That makes it loy shchiach, says Rashi. Not just that, ma'atra. It was a school of ashiris. Everybody wanted it. So niskan le pais bif ne'atzman. You would think it deserves its own pais. Kamash malon. Zokti gemara tashma. I hear. So we so far tried bringing two rayas to this. Iboilu. We're 0 for 2. So the Gemara says, but we actually have a mafurish of brais. They didn't make a special goyro for each. The koyin that was oich in the tamid. Shnei masa achav kehanim. His 12 brothers that were kehanim. Nimshachim imoy came along with him. Shema mina. It's mafurish. It's a classic example of a brais that says mafurish. Something that's very unclear in the Mishnah. So the pious hasheni was one pious. It was one pious, one person won, and whoever won, Nimshachim Imah, he literally schlepped along with him the 12 people that were standing to his right. So the Mishnah mentioned the pious Hasheni, the majority of which deals with the Tamid Shal Shachar. And the Mishnah begins, Mi Shoichet and Mi Zoyrik. What happened to Kabbalah? What happened to Ilacha? So the Gemara says, Iboilu, Mi Mekabel. Who did the Kabbalah? Now it certainly sounds like it wasn't another Kayin, because if it was another Kayin, then you would need another person in the Gaidah, Elamai. It's one of these two kayanim. It's not the one that's bringing the chavitim onto the ramp, right? So it's either the shaykhit or it's the zayrik. It has to be either the shaykhit or the zayrik. So those are the two tzadim of the shayla. Mi mekabel, shaykhit mekabel. Do we say it's the shaykhit? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you as far why it should be the shaykhit. Because the yamrit zayrik mekabel. If you're going to tell me the zayrik should do the kabbalah, agav chavivuse, loy mekabel le kule da. The zayrik, it sounds like this is the best stella. He gets to do the zrika. He gets to mamish finish the kapara. He's so excited. Agav chavivuse, second time in the daf. We see the svara that he may not be mekabel all the time. We want the person that got Kabbalah for this to be like the spitz for him. It's like this, he's going to focus on the Kabbalah. Because the person that did the Zrika, he's going to overlook the Kabbalah a little bit because he can't wait to do the Zrika already. The person that did the Zrika, he's so excited with the Zrika that he may overlook the Kabbalah a little. And there's a halacha, you have to be mekabel all the time. All the dam nefesh, not all the dam of the animal, obviously. But there's a specific type of dam, all of which needs to be accepted. So the Gemara says, who did the Kabbalah? Do we say the Shoichet? And I'll tell you the Svara. A process of elimination type of Svara. Because what's the other side? The Zoyrek. The Zoyrek is going to not be thinking of the Kabbalah. He's going to be so excited to do this Rika that he may not be Mekabal all the time. Maybe not. Maybe the Zoyrek does it. What's the Svara the Zoyrek should do it? Again, process of elimination. Because if you're going to tell me the Shoichet is going to be the one that's going to be Mekabal, what happens if a Zor is the one that did the Shechita? Shechita is Ksheir Bizar, but Kabbalah is not Ksheir Bizar. So it makes sense as a getter to say that the Shoichet doesn't do the Kabbalah. Because if the Shoichet could do the Kabbalah, he may end up doing the Kabbalah when he's not allowed to do the Kabbalah. So that's the Shaila. Did the Shoichet do the Kabbalah or did the Zoyrek do the Kabbalah? Toshma. I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah also that's coming up. Ben Katin, also Yud Beis Dad Likir. So before Kohen did the Avodah, he had to wash his hands and his feet. Not just wash. He had to be Mekadesh Yod Viraglov. He had to be Mekadesh his hands and his feet from the Kiyar. Now in the olden days, the Kiyar was small. Ben Katin came and he made some innovation where there were now 12 spouts that were on the kier. What was the cheshbin of 12? Kedeshiu yud beis achav akoyhanim asukim betamid mekachin yedeim v'raglayim basachas. It's like this, the 12 koyhanim that were involved in bringing the carbon tamid, they would all be able to go and be mekadesh yedeim v'raglayim at the same time. That was the chiddush of his invention. Now, what's the kasha? The Mishnah said 13. The Mishnah didn't say 12. Isol gadayit chshoichet mekabel tleisa havam. Meaning, what happened to the 13? Oh, I know what the teretz is. Shchita. Shchita lav avoydehi. So if shchita lav avoydehi, number one, a zar could do it. And number two, even if a kohen does it, maybe it doesn't have to be mekadesh yadav araglav, which is really totally in raid. But it's Shchita lav avoydei. So you don't really need to be mekadosh yod abraga. So it's very nice, the cheshbon of 12. But here's the kasha. If the shoychet did the Kabbalah, so then the 13th needs it for the Kabbalah Shaboy. Kabbalah is for sure an avoydah. El lav shmamino, zoyrik mekabel shmamino. Shmakaraya. Must be. It's the zoyrik that did the Kabbalah. Again, what's the cheshbon? Cheshbon is there were 13 kohanim that were involved in bringing the Talmud Shal Shachar. Yet, Ben Katin, when he made his patent, he only made 12 spouts. Why? Because he knew one of them doesn't need kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Which one? The Shaykhit. Why? Because Shchita Lav Avoydeh. But here's the cash. If the Shaykhit did the Kabbalah, Misha didn't mention Kabbalah. If the one that did the Kabbalah was really the Shaykhit, so then the Shaykhit does need to be Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav. Not because of his title of Shaykhit, but because of his title of Mekabel. Kabbalah is an Avoydeh. Shchita Lav Avoydeh. Mi Kabbalah Ve'elach Mitzvah Skuuna. So of course the Kabbalah is a must be. It's the Zoyrek that did the Kabbalah. The Zoyrek is anyways be Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav. He's one of the 12. That's the Cheshbon of 12, that's why you don't need 30. We have a raya from a sounds like Kibel HaMekabel, the Mekabel is Baloi Lizroik, he's the one that's going to do this. Rikish Shmamino. That concludes this discussion. Who did the Kabbalah? Misha didn't mention the Kabbalah. The Zoyrek is the one that did the Kabbalah. So whoever won the Goyrel for Zrika, he also did Kabbalah. Now the Gemara doesn't say who did the Halacha, but that's Pashat. If the Zoyrek is doing the Kabbalah, he's not giving it back to the Shoyche to do the Halacha. So basically what the Rishonim say is that one person did the Shchita, and then there was another Kohen that did the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika. And just to be clear, we're talking about the Tamid Shal Shachar. We're talking about one carbon. Not even the Talmud Shal Beit Rabbayim. This is what we're discussing. So the Mishnah said the latter nine Kohanim that were mentioned, they were all involved in bringing different Evarim and different things onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. That's the first part of the Akhtara. Part two is you take it from the ramp and you actually put it on the Mizbeach. We mentioned a whole bunch of body parts of the animal in an order, presumably. Mi male Evarim lekevesh. Harosh v'haregel, that was one Kohen. Shteya Yadayim, another coin. Ha'ukitz v'haregel, that's a third one. Ha'chazav ha'geira is a fourth. Shtei ha'defanis is a fifth. Ha'krivayim is a sixth. And then we had the soilus, the chavitin, and the yayin. Said the Mishnah that Ben Azai told Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that the order was actually not this order that's mentioned in the Mishnah, but rather it was derech hiluchai, the same order that the animal walks in. So when an animal takes a step, first the head, whatever goes first, that's the way it's supposed to be. The Gemara now, from here until the end of the daf, is going to bring a braisa that's going to mention a whole bunch of different shitas. So in the Mishnah, we had Ben Azai shita, in terms of what the Seder was, and we're going to bring other shitas as well. But one thing, just to have clear, the Gemara is going to say it at the end of the daf, but it adds a little clarity in the beginning of this part of the Gemara as well, and that is everybody agrees that the Rosh and the Regel came first. The Rosh came first based on a drasha that the Gemara is going to bring, and the Regel came first because, as the Gemara is going to say, that once you're bringing the Rosh, together with it, you have to bring the Regel. So the Rosh and the Regel are off the table. That's not up for discussion. We know Rosh and Regel is first. The question is, what's the Seder of Heilachas Evarim onto the Kevesh as it relates to all the other Evarim of the carbon oil? Zakti Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Ketza Derech Hiluchas. And as I said in the Mishnah, the way you're supposed to bring it is Derech Hiluchas. What is Derech Hiluchas? Her Rosh for her Regel. That has nothing to do with Derech Hiluchas. Rosh for Regel is always first. Hachaze. The hagera, the breast and the neck, shtei yodayim, the two hands, shtei defano is the two flanks, ukitz the tail, the regel, and that's the left hind leg. Rabbi Yossi says it wasn't done derech hiluchi, rather derech hefshetei hayakarev. The way they did it was derech hefshetei, which is almost backwards, because the way they used to be mashed the animal is they would suspend it, they would hang it, and then they would skin it. An oila is ton hefshet. That's one of the mitzvahs you had to do with an oila. So the way they would suspend it is from its legs. So being that they suspended it from its legs, so really first they're being mashed the lower part of the animal. And the animal walks, assuming it's walking straight, not in reverse, so it's the front of the animal goes first. When you skin the animal, it's the opposite. So you're actually skinning it from the other side. So Rabbi Yossi said it was derech hefshetei. Ketza derech hefshetei, harosh v'haregel. Not because that's derech hefshetei, but because that's always first. Ha'ukitz, off. You start with the tail, right? We're going backwards. V'haregel, the other hind leg. Ushtei defanes, ushtei yadayin, ha'chazav ager. Rabbi Kiva says derech nituchei hayakarev. Another one of the avodas that was done with a carbon oil. the Talmud is an oila, was nituach, hefshit v'nituach. Those are the two unique avoidas that the korban oila had. They would chop it up. So the way it was chopped up, that's the way they were makrif. Keita derech nitucha, yaroish v'regel. That's always first. V'shteya yadayin, hachazav, ageiru, shtey defanes, ha'ukitz v'regel. Rabbi Yisak, liliyayim, Rabbi Yisak is another shita. He said, derech iluya ha'yakarif. The way they did it is based on the choicest part of the animal. So they take the most chashiv piece of flesh, and that's what they brought first. Keita derech iluya, what's the cheshbin? Haroish v'regel. That's always first. Hachaze v'hagera, u'shtei ha'defanois, v'ha'ukit, v'ha'regel, v'shtei ha'yodayim. That's the cheshbin. Fake the Gemara. Is that true? Is that really the Seder? So what part of the Seder is the Gemara going to ask on? Shtei ha'defanois first, and then afterwards, the shtei ha'yodayim. There's a pasuk that says, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel Perichov Dalid, that says, kol nesach toiv yorech, the kosef. It mentions first yorech, and then it mentions kosef. It sounds like the thigh of the animal is more chashiv than the kosef, than the shoulder of the animal. And based on that, the Gemara says the order should be reversed. So the Gemara says, hibikhusha. That pasuk is referring to an animal that's a kachusha, it's not such a fatty animal. Over there, it's first the yorech and then the kosef. And a fatter animal, it's the opposite. Omer Rav, bein tana didan, ubein rabbi yosni, basi eluya de bisrazin. So we have a price. A price mentioned a whole bunch of different mahalchim in terms of the seder of how the evarim were brought onto the ramp in a mizbeach. Derech hiluchoi, derech hafshetoi, derech nituchoi, and derech iluya. But the Gemara says that the Stam Mishnah, when the Mishnah just listed all the different shtellers, the Tana Mishnah seems to have his own order. Because that order doesn't really confirm or comply with any of the four shittas that were mentioned in this Braisa. So the Gemara says, what did that Tana hold? What did the Tana of the Mishnah hold? We know Ben Azai held. We know Rabbi Yossi held. We know Rabbi Akiva held. We know Rabbi Yossi Aglili held. We have all these shittas. They told us what they're thinking. But we have the Stam Mishnah, which the Gemara assumes is a fifth shita, really. Because the order that was mentioned in this is probably the order and the way it's supposed to be brought. And what is it, really? It's not Derech Hefsheita. It's not Derech Hiluchai. It's not Derech Hiluyav. So what is it? So Rava said that Unzer Tana, as in the Stam Mishnah on Amud Aleph, he really holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Basar Iluya de Bisra Azlina, that you take the choicest piece of meat. However, he had a different cheshbin of what's the most chashiv. Mar Azal Basar Ivro de Bistra, Umar Aza Basal Shimna de Bistra. One was going based on the size of the Evarim, and the other one was going based on the fat of the Evarim. But regardless, Rashi says Awatana was going based on the Goydal of the Evarim. Rabbi Yisak Lili was going based on the Iluy of the Shamein, the fat of the animal, and that's how he came up with his Shita. My time is Solko Regal Bahadi Resh. Okay. So one thing everybody agreed with is the head goes first, and together with the head, you take the regel. But the Gemara is going through this backwards. Why the regel together with the head? We don't even know why the head is first. But why the regel together with the head? So the Gemara says, because mishum dereshin efishi ba'atzamos, because the regel has a lot of bones, which is another way of saying that there isn't a lot of fat on the head. The head of the animal is not the most geshmaka piece of meat. And it's for that reason, it's not choshev to take that, and that should be the first thing that you're going to do the haktaro. That's the first thing you're going to put on the ramp. So therefore, karva regabade, we take the one of the reglayim. We don't need two. We need one. We take the right because the rechta hand, the rechta fis in this case. And you take that and like this, and you're going to add a little bit of shmaus. You're going to add a little bit of fat, and that's the idea. Okay. The kuli almami is reish karva bereisha. But everybody agrees the Rosh comes first. So why does the Rosh come first? Min Allah and the Tanya. It's a Mefurash of Rice. Minayin the Rosh upadash kaim in chalei varim. How do you know that the Rosh, together with fat, was the first Eva that was put on the Mizbeach, Talmud Loimar? It says, Es Roshoi ves Pidroi v'arach. Roshoi ves Pidroi v'arach. We're talking about the Haktara. So why are we singling out the Rosh? It must be the Rosh was put first. So the Gemara just ends off this discussion. B'derech agav. V'idach padar achrino l'mayo. So there's another pasuk in the Torah that's very similar to this pasuk. So if we darshan one of the two psukim, we should darshan the other one as well. In other words, just to get the psukim. So the first pasuk that we just darshaned is the pasuk says, the nitach oisai linsacha v'as roisha v'as pidroi v'arach hakoyin oisam. So we darshan, why are we singing out roishai? Or roishai, together, it's the first of all the facts that we're putting. There's another pasuk that says, v'archu b'nei aharin akoyanim isan esachem as a roish v'as apadir alo eitzim asher alo eitzim asher alam esbech. It's almost identical pasuk. So why do we need it twice? So look at the Tanya, when the koyin would take the head and he would put it on the mizbeach, noisen es ha-poder ha-beis ha-shchita. He would cover the beis ha-shchita, right? The beis ha-shchita is where the incision was. So it's not so nice to offer that to a melech malchei ha-mlochem. So he would take the poder, he would take some fats, he would cover the incision, umaleo, that's what he would put on the mizbeach. Vezeu derech kovet shel nailo, and that is the derech kovet. The bottom line is we just discussed the Pais HaSheni. Pais HaSheni dealt primarily with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and what we saw was, number one, there was a kohen that was decided who was that was going to do the shechita. The other one was going to do the kabbalah d'ilacha d'zrit, even though the mission just said mishoichet and mizayrek, but really it's mishoichet, and then another kohen is going to do the kabbalah d'ilacha and d'zrika. The haktara was done in two parts. The pious hasheni was going to determine part A. We'll see in tomorrow's daf. The pious harevi was going to determine part two of the haktara. And the way it was brought was there were nine different kahanim that brought nine different things that were going to end up in the fire of the mizbeach onto the ramp of the mizbeach. What was the seder? Oh, that's a major shaila. Derech iluchai, derech hafshetai, derech nituchai, derech iluyai, based on what's the most chashim. And even then, based on the most chashim in terms of the largest devarim, based on the fattiest devarim. But one thing is clear, everybody agrees, that the head had to be first. That's based on a pasuk in the Torah. Twice the Torah says in Parashas Vayikra, when we're talking about Akhtara, it says, V'orchu b'nei Yahara ki'anim isan esochim esor roish ves apadar. It says it twice. So for sure the roish went first, and the roish, because it didn't have so much fat, so Chazal felt that we need to make it a little bit more chashim, and the way they made it more chashim was take one of the feet. Which one? The rechta feet. That's the way the Akhtara was done.